Welcome to this edition of Grappa Voices. This podcast is brought to you by RA Academy. RA Academy provides comprehensive education in the telco revenue assurance field. Visit www.ra-academy.com to find revenue assurance training events worldwide. Grappa Voices. Because revenue assurance is such a fast-moving and consuming profession, and the practitioners hail from the four corners of the globe, we rarely get to see the whole person behind the professional identity. As I have a chance to speak with the attendees at various certification training events, I've come to learn and respect that not only are these skilled and tenacious professionals who work very hard and put in long hours, but they are also people who have very full and varied lives outside of their careers. They have interests, hobbies, passions, and causes. Recently, I spoke with Olusolape Daje, who in the summer of 2009 earned her Certified Master of Revenue Assurance Management and has been a GRAPA member since July of 2007. Olusolape attended the Yaba College of Technology in Nigeria, and she graduated from the accounting program. She began her professional career as an IT and network auditor in the banking industry. Since then, she's worked for a number of telecoms, including Celtel International, part of the Zain Group, where she was a revenue assurance and fraud analyst. She moved to Ghana to work for Zain and was part of the Revenue Assurance and Fraud Management Department startup team in Zain Nigeria and Zain Ghana. She is currently Revenue Assurance and Fraud Manager of Zain Ghana. With the new Revenue Assurance and Fraud Management Department in place, Olusolape is busy setting the wheels in motion, hiring her team, and specifically training her staff to be a strong team. Olusolape is busy setting the wheels in motion, hiring and specifically training revenue assurance staff to build a strong team. She's very enthusiastic about taking up the challenge of helping her staff learn to work together and deal with all the aspects of the end-to-end revenue assurance scenarios her team will be facing. But Olusolape is just as committed to her family as she is to her career. Although, one might say some aspects of her revenue assurance career carry over to the care of her family, just as the care and organization of a family carries into her career. During the free weekends at the Kuala Lumpur training event, she took advantage of the city's shopping opportunities and did a little revenue assurance of her own. She took full advantage of the bargain prices to stock up on clothing for her two young boys. If you have young children, you know how quickly they go through clothing. So she was very intent on getting everything they needed and spent 3 hours shopping in the Chinese market. When her fellow attendees finally caught up to her, they were put to work carrying 10 bags of pants, shirts, shoes, and other clothing to the taxi and up to her hotel room. And that was only the first day's purchases. Now, not only does she like to make sure her boys are well clothed, but also well fed. When asked about her hobbies, she admits to a passion for baking. Olusolape's kitchen is one of those places where everyone likes to gather. Her whole family gets together to prepare and enjoy meals. And Olusolape considers her specialty to be pies. Again, the revenue assurance professional carries into her home life. If you've ever tried pie baking, you know it's both art and science, with both crust and filling being temperamental to work with and subject to variations of ingredients, dishware, even the weather. Not unlike the rapidly changing environments of telcos. This is someone you don't need to see to know she is smiling. You can hear it in her voice. She is passionate about her family, her friends, her community, and her work, and puts a lot of effort into seeing that everything is taken care of, just like a good parent should. Talk to Alusalape about her family or her work, and you are struck by the pride she takes in both. From off-road racers and wilderness trekkers to ping pong and chess champs, you can read more about GRAPPA members on the GRAPPA blog at www.grappablog.wordpress.com.